Hello?
Hello, my name is Crystal. Returning your phone call from customer support. May I have your zip code, please?
44805.
Thank you. May I have your first and last name?
Greg Freiman.
All righty, give me 1 second while I locate your account. Here. Is it Greg? I'm trying to locate your account. 1 moment, okay?
Okay.
I'm not pulling up an account with your name. You did say it's 44805 for
Yes.
the zip code? Okay. Okay, now let me go back and check here because I'm not pulling up an account with your
I know,
name.
and I'm getting all these charges of stuff that I haven't ordered.
But do you have
So
a, what's your, let me see if I can pull it up this way. Give me 1 second, let me try another way. The phone number that you what's the phone number that you probably have on the account?
this number, it would be the 419-651-7197.
Okay, I think I found you with that. All righty. And Mr. Greg, can you verify your shipping address for me?
1234 Township Road, 1153,
All
Ashland,
righty.
Ohio.
Okay, so I located the account. All righty. So I'm looking on this account. I'm showing on the
In
10th of March. You signed up for a 14-day trial for the CBD oil and the CBD cream. You paid $7.49 and $6.49 shipping and handling for these products.
Right, that was the way it was listed. It was a free sample, and I paid for the shipping. Then on 422, they charged me $89.65. And then I noticed on 42 they subtracted 89.65 because I did not order it. Then on 425 I have a charge of 89.65 and another charge for 87.43, and I haven't ordered anything.
Okay, so let me look over the notations on the account really quickly. Give me 1 moment, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank
Okay,
you.
you're welcome. Mr. Greg, thank you for patiently holding for me. I have a quick question. So you already spoke with someone to stop the to cancel the account?
No, I never
okay.
started an account. The only thing I signed up for was a free sample and I paid shipping. That's all I did. I didn't start no account. I didn't subscribe to anything or nothing.
But yeah, wait, see how
but
I tried. How
if
the...
they automatic, if they automatically did it, then it was fraud because the article I was reading, it was just a free sample and you pay the shipping, and that was it. I never wanted anything to come after that. I haven't even opened up the free sample yet.
Yes, I understand. Now, when you signed up, when you paid the shipping and handling for the CBD oil and the cream, now this is how our company worked with the trial period. Well, once you sign up for that and pay that shipping and handling, and you agree, that means you agree to the terms and conditions, where it's a 14-day trial period. Within that 14-day trial period, if you feel as if the product is not working for you or you're just willing to want to cancel, then you're supposed to contact us within that trial period to cancel to avoid being charged on the 15th day moving forward the original price for the product. So because we did not hear from you within that 14 days, that's why you were charged that price, the original price moving forward for that product. So give me 1 second. Let me check back over the account here.
That must have been in some fine print somewhere, because I never would have signed it if that was the case.
Okay, so let me check. Let me double check back over the notes really quickly. One moment, okay? Let me see what's going on. 1 second.
And if I inadvertently did it, then that was my mistake. I honestly thought I was just receiving the one-time free sample.
Yes, sir, I understand. That's awesome. Let me
okay.
just double check. Let me just
yeah.
double check over the account really quickly for you. Because I do see that you were refunded $89.65 back on. Let me see.
Yeah, here. And I didn't even understand that because I didn't even call anybody.
Right.
And I saw a charge on there, and I'm like, boy, I need to call and say I didn't order this, and then all of a sudden I saw it was subtracted, and I said, okay, they caught their mistake because I didn't order anything. And this morning, I always check my credit card statements, and this morning I was checking, I was like, oh, I got charged two more times for almost $200 for stuff I didn't order.
Yes, sir. So let me see here. Let me consult with the team lead to have them look over your account for me really quickly, because, yeah, I'm not understanding this either, what happened, because they refunded you back for the $89.65, but then we then again charged you again on the 25th of April.
Twice.
The $89.65 and the $87.43. Give me 1 second, okay?
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Where is he? Oh, Beth is in there sneezing. Skunk.
I'm still here with you, okay? I'm just letting the team lead. Look over your account for me 1 second, okay?
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Hey, Brianna, look. Oh, they were. You climb them steps.
Mr. Gray, I'm just checking back in with you, let you know that I'm still here. The team lead is still looking over your account to see what's going on, okay?
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
I'm patiently waiting. It's all right.
Yes, I thank you. One moment.
Uh-huh.
All righty, so Mr. Gray, thank you for patiently holding for me. So I was advised by the team lead, it seems like there was an error on the account. Now, as I did say to you earlier, you did pay the shipping and handling for those products. You did agree to the terms and conditions of that 14-day trial. So that's why, because we didn't hear from you to cancel within the 14 days, on the 15th day, we charged you on the 26th of March, the $89.65 and the $87.43. But yet again, there was an error on our behalf, and we refunded that $89.65. So that's why you were charged again on the 25th, that $89.65, and again the $87.43 for the product that you received. So you should have been shipped out another round of product. So
I have that here. That's what raised my suspicion, because when this came in the mail, I was like, well, I didn't order this, so I didn't even open the yellow envelope, the shipping package that it came in. So I guess what I need to do to straighten everything out is get everything canceled and do a return ship on what you just sent me.
Now, as far as returning the products, our warehouse is a shipping warehouse only, so our warehouse do not receive products back into the warehouse. But I can offer to place your account on a 60-day hold if you wish to try the product out to see if the product will be a best fit for you, so that way you won't be charged.
I need to cancel them right now so I don't keep getting billed. And somehow I need to get this money off my credit card of stuff I didn't order.
Yes, sir. And I most definitely understand. Now, if you contact your credit card company and dispute the charges, then you know your credit card company will contact us, and we'll have to provide them the terms and conditions and the tracking number, which would show that the charges are legal and valid. And then at that time, you wouldn't be eligible for a refund. But what I can do for you today, Mr. Greg, is what I can do right now is I can cancel the account out for you, provide you with your cancellation number, and I can speak with another team lead to see is there anything that we can do as far as the charges that you received on the 25th of April for those $87.43 and $89.65. Now, as I said, I will do that for you to avoid from you going through the dispute process with your bank, because as I stated earlier, if you dispute the charges with your bank, you would not be eligible for no refund at all. Then your bank will have to contact us, and then they'll have to agree to drop the dispute, and then we can issue a full refund. So to avoid going through all of that, I can consult with the team lead to see what we can do for those charges.
Okay.
Okay, so let me go ahead and get the account canceled out for you really quickly, and then I'll consult with that team lead about those charges. One moment, okay?
Okay.
Okay, one second. All right, Mr. Gray, thank you for patiently waiting for me. So I was able to go ahead and get the account canceled for you. So if you have pen and paper handy, I could provide you with your cancellation number.
Okay.
Alrighty. And then as far as the refund, I was advised that I can offer you a 35% refund of your money back. Would that be something you're interested in?
No, this is just nuts with all these extra charges. I'd rather call my credit card company and dispute it because you won't even take it back and it hasn't even been opened.
I mean, that is our company policy, sir. Just we cannot allow any product that has been shipped out to be sent back into the warehouse. Now, as I stated, I did advise you of the dispute process. If you dispute the charges with your bank, as I stated, you will not be eligible for a refund, and then you'll have to have your bank contact us to discuss any further.
I'll just have to probably report it as fraud.
Now, I can, if you would like, I can speak back with the team lead to see if there's anything else that we can do.
35% is only $60 for something I didn't even order. And why should I have to pay $100 for something I didn't even order? And I need to go back in and look at your, I need to do some research and find out where, because this, I read nothing about a 14-day trial and then a reoccurring charge on where I signed up for this.
Well, do you recall when you put in your, okay, so on the website that you were on, it has where you put in, first you put in your name, address, and things of that nature. And then on the side of it, they ask for you to put in your card information. But before you can process that payment, even if you try to process that payment, it will not go through without you checking off that box that states that you're at least 18 years or older. That's the first part that you're going to see on the box. But it also continues to go into explaining what you were signing up for, which is a 14-day trial, 30-day supply. If you do not cancel within the 14-day trial period, you will automatically be signed in to AutoShip and be charged the original price for the product on the 15th day moving forward. All of that information was listed on the website at the bottom. By you checking that box, just so a lot of customers just think when they check their box, they're just checking that box just so they can process their payment for the shipping and handling. But them not knowing the actual terms and agreements is actually in that box. And they're, by them checking that, you're agreeing to the terms and conditions which will make the charges legal and valid at that time moving forward. So as I stated, I can consult back with the team lead to see if there's anything else that we can do. As far as a refund, just give me one second, okay?
Well, yeah, go ahead and give me that. Now, when you give me this cancellation number, I don't have to do anything with it. It's just already canceled.
Correct. But okay, we have to give that the number out. Okay. So it's
going
to be C as in Charlie.
Okay.
164.
Okay.
6997.
Okay.
And then that was for the CBD cream. Now the cancellation for the oil is C as in Charlie.
Okay.
164.
Okay.
3785.
Okay. Okay, I got those numbers down.
All righty. So give me one moment. Let me consult back with our team lead to see if there's anything else that we can do as far as this refund, okay?
All right.
Thank you. All righty, thank you for patiently holding for me. So, Mr. Grid, I was advised that I can do a 50% refund. So that's at least half of your money back off of the $89.65 and the $87.43. Would that be something you're interested in?
Oh, boy. Is that all they can do?
I'm not sure, Mr. Gregg, but I can double check to see if there's anything else we can do. I mean, well, we do have standard protocol that we have to follow as well from our company. So give me 1 second. I can double check for you, okay?
Just double check, and we'll see if we can get it resolved here without any other issues.
Yes, sir. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Mr. Gregg, thank you for patiently holding for me. So I was advised as a courtesy, I can do 75% refund for you.
Okay. Well, I'll do that, and I'll bear some of the brunt of the responsibility because I didn't read the fine print. So we'll just settle it here, and we'll go from there.
All right. Well, let me go ahead and get you all refund it really quickly. 1 second, and I'll be done. Let me see here. 3. I'm almost done, Mr. Gregg, okay?
Oh, that's okay. I realize some of this was my fault, too.
Let me see here. All righty. So I got everything refunded for you. So just allow 3 to 5 business days for those refunds to be back into your account. So it was 65, let me see here. I think it was 65.60 for one, and the other one was 67.15. So just allow both of those charges 3 to 5 business days to be back into your account. Your account has been officially closed. You will not be charging any further charges or receive any more products from us, okay?
Okay, I sure appreciate all your help.
Yes, sir, you're more than welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.